Hi, I'm Avin, and this is the Salvation Engine Podcast, where we bring you the message about God's Word, His grace, and His goodness in a simple and direct way. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So please join me as I continue to share the gospel message about Jesus Christ, and let us hear the Word of God together. Today's word is titled Honor. Now, we know that the word honor can mean to show respect, to show reverence, or to show gratitude and appreciation. And that comes in so many forms and so many ways. But today we're going to focus on three main headings that I've outlined for us here. And so honor, when we study honor in the Bible, you will find that honor is the kingdom's key, should I say, or kingdom's way of receiving. It's how we receive. It's one of the ways we receive. It's just some hidden key of how you can receive that blessing that you've been looking for. It's not entirely hidden, but yes, yet it remains elusive to us sometimes. And it's so incredibly important that we understand the key principle of honor. So let's take a look at this. Last week we asked a question, and the question I asked in the daily devotional was that, Lord, where is my answer? Have you ever said a prayer or waited upon the Lord to do something and you just can't see it happening month after month after month? Like, Lord, where is my answer to my prayer? I am desperate. So we're going to look at honor as one of the ways on how we can receive from the Father. So in the book of 1 Peter, and this is why it's important that we study honor, we see here that the Bible in the book of 1 Peter, in that second chapter in verses 9, it calls us kings and it calls us priests. It says that we are a chosen people. It says that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. That's what we are. So honor is a thing of kings. Think about it. How can we be kings without honor, without living honorably and without showing honor? We are kings and we are priests. So why is it so important that we understand this? First of all, we have been made kings and priests for a reason. And here's what the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 gives us as why we have been called kings and priests. It says that it is to declare, to show forth the excellencies, the praise of God. You know, as a child of light, we have been called into something bigger than us, grander than us. It's a place of glory. And God is calling us to show forth the excellencies, the praises of His kingdom. So you can see why honor is so important for us to grasp. Let's take a look here. You know, when we have even earthly kings, have you noticed that even people who come into royalty in our world, in the natural world, like queens and princesses, they have to be trained on how to be. You do not just come into the royal place and just say, okay, I'm going to be myself. I don't know some things, and you don't get any kind of training. That would be totally out of place. So even the people in the natural world who come into positions of royalty are trained. They are trained up how to behave, how to speak, how to act, how to behave in public. There's a way about royalty. And specifically tonight, we are looking at honor as one of those ways of royalty. So as we grow in the Word, as we learn to walk with the Lord, this honor takes part, it becomes part and parcel of us, and it becomes the reality of who we are. It just comes on us through God's Word. And we're going to take a look at three ways how honor is so important as a kingdom key to receiving. The first one I want to share with you is give honor where honor is due. So as I said, honor can be elusive. At times we think we may believe we're honorable people, but you'll find that honor has an exchange about it. It has a cost about it. And most of us know from the Word of God that when we give, we receive. Giving is how we receive in the kingdom. Jesus says that it is more blessed to give than to receive. In a very similar way, that is how honor works. And we're going to take a look at what Jesus teaches us here in the book of Matthew in the 10th chapter in verses 41. Let's read. This is when Jesus sends out those 12 disciples. You know, he sends them off to go on a mission. He gives them power. And this is what he says to them in verses 41. He says that, "He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me." Jesus here is saying to his disciples that whoever receives them is in fact receiving Jesus. And if anyone receives Jesus, they are in fact receiving God. So if anyone receives the disciples, they're not receiving the disciples for the disciples' sake. They are in fact receiving God himself. He says that he that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me, who is God. Him that shows you respect, him that receives you, him that shows you appreciation, him that shows you reverence, him that welcomes you is really welcoming God himself. This is a very, very, very important principle and aspect of honor. He goes on to say that he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Jesus has rewards. There is a prophet's reward and there is a righteous man's reward. Now, I don't know what the fullness of a prophet's reward is, but I can guarantee that many times, many of us have received blessings in our lives because we received men that God sent. We received that link of an invitation and accepted it and passed it on. And God honors that because God's word is true. Suddenly you see things happening in your life, things coming back into alignment because you have given reverence, or you have shown respect, or you have shown appreciation to a man of God, a woman of God. It could even be a friend that through whom God is speaking to you. And when you honor their words and say, "I hear like God is speaking to me through you." When you receive a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. When you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. For example, just to mention, several days ago, I was sharing with some friends and I was sharing a word about your purpose, about finding your purpose. And a sister here connected with it. And shortly after that, things started to manifest in dreams. Then there was an employment that came through for her. You know, I like the way she honored that word. She really took that word personally about purpose. And so in that sense, she received the word as though she were receiving it from a righteous man and in the name of a righteous man, and she received her reward. You know, God honored his word. Our Father really honors his word. Honor is the way we receive in the kingdom. It is so invisible. Like so many things in the kingdom, honor is totally out of sight because it belongs not in our natural world, but it belongs in a spiritual world. And it's not a place where we can go and collect and say, because I've shown honor in this place, therefore I deserve to receive such and such a thing. No, it abides totally in the things of the Spirit. It abides totally in the domain of the Father. He honors those who honor his word. So the primary responsibility on our part is to honor God's word, is to honor the people that God sends across our path. Now, we know that those people may not really look the way we think that they should look. And that's where we lose our honor blessing. When someone comes to us and they don't really have that model, that frame that we were really expecting, or they come in a certain angle that we cannot really put up with, we don't have the time, we don't have the resources, that's how we lose our rewards. And so that's very, very, very important that we understand that it doesn't always come in that special package. But honor remains central. It remains central to how kings work and operate. If you ever observe kings, you will notice, in fact, most of them are called honorable, because honor is really central to the way of kings, to the way of the kingdom. And it's got its challenges. For example, if we take a look at 2020 and how most of us were at home lockdowns because of one challenge or another. Believers, most of us, we moved out of that place of active participation and we entered into a place of expectation. You know, I want to see what my church has for me today. And if my church or my pastor doesn't have a good word, I'm going to move on to the next thing. I need that next thing. I need the next thing, you know, and we just went into this receivership mode. Like there's someone out there that is responsible to feed us. And we're just receiving. I'll go here. We become like nomads of the word of God. We go here, we'll go there. Even when we stay with our one pastor, we just want to receive. But no, this is not what we're called to. Like we looked at the model of that early church. We are called into active fellowship, active participation. I mean, the simplest things that we can do to honor those who serve us, for example, is just to say, thank you. You know, I often think about, you know, you're trying to find, if you're a mom, you're trying to find ways like how to cook the next meal. So you go on YouTube and you Google a recipe. Someone comes, they cook that fine meal. You go, you try it, it fails. And you say, oh, I tried, you told me I could do this. I tried it and it failed. But did you give honor to that person who spent hours making that video? Perhaps is that why you did not receive a reward? It doesn't really cost us much to just type, thank you for taking the time to create this video. I've learned a lot from it. Or just to hit that like button. Those are some really small ways that we can show honor in our current world today. It really, as I said in the beginning, it's a participation and it's an exchange. It's that giving through which we receive. You give of yourself something. We don't become spectators. We become participators, more so in the things of God, more so in the things to do with those who serve the Lord, those who minister the word to us. And that's how we come out from that place of God. Why am I not receiving my blessings? It looks like everyone else has answers except me. Let us come back and check the honor corner. Let's see what's going on there. And if you want to receive, just make this a part of your life. Make honoring other people a part of your life. Always remember to bless people in public. And of course, we correct in private. That is another way we honor people. We correct them in private, but we bless them in public. So I would like to move on here and share secondly what I had in this word for about honor. And that is that the honor faith connection. And we're going to see here what Jesus says in the book of Mark chapter 6. We've already seen how if you receive a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. But now this is Jesus talking about himself as a prophet in the book of Mark in the 6th chapter. So Jesus here, we see Jesus being rejected in his hometown in Nazareth. It says that then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brothers of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. So he left these people and went about teaching elsewhere. Look at what it says. They were offended at him. They did not receive him. We said honor is to receive. It's to appreciate. It's to respect. They did not respect him. They did not honor his authority. They did not receive him or his message, they showed him no appreciation at all. And this disrespect blocked them from receiving. It said he could do no mighty works there. They were referring to him as, isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this the carpenter? It's not even saying there that isn't this Jesus whose family is so and so. They say, no, isn't this the carpenter? Meaning, how can a carpenter know all these things? What gives him the privilege and the authority to teach us these things? So they did not honor him. And this is one of the examples in the Bible where we see a failure to honor a blessing and therefore costing those who would have received a reward. He could do no mighty works there. We're talking about the honor faith connection. So this familiarity, because they knew him from across the road, you know someone, they're so familiar to you, it blocks you when we do not receive that person, when we do not receive them as God has sent them to us. Remember, he uses the foolish things of this world, and those things pass us by. We're looking for something spectacular. We're looking for something magnificent, but we do not recognize that God has just sent this small little something to help us along the way. Isn't this the carpenter? How does he know such things? Who gave him this authority? And it blocked them. Jesus could do no mighty works there. When you look at what it says there, that they were offended at him, this offense, the enemy takes it and he uses it in so many ways to block us. You know, you can come into a place and we're not appreciative of how things look like in that place. And that means that we are also sadly offended. And as soon as we are offended, we cannot receive. Just the smallest things can offend us. Maybe we don't like how one light is shining, or we don't like how somebody's singing. We get offended by the smallest things, and we lose the bigger picture of why we're really in that place in the first instance. And so we are offended. We've allowed offense to come in, and that immediately blocks our ability to receive what God has for us in that place. And the Bible really warns us. It warns us about offense. It warns us about those who cause others to be offended. So we must always be on the lookout for offense as something that blocks honor. It blocks honor. So if you're walking in those principles of honor, just like they were offended at Jesus, it might be that people will be offended at you as well. So we must be prepared to guard ourselves against taking offense, being quick to forgive, and walking in the truth no matter what, being able to walk in that truth in the light of true honor, honoring God, honoring his word, and honoring his ways, honoring the people that he sends to us. Because through honor, as we've just seen, faith works and we receive our blessings. We receive answers to our prayers. So what we're sharing here, is one of those areas that is a key that many people would not really take the time to even study. Maybe we just overlook it. We think we know it, but in the back, we don't really truly walk in it, in its magnificence. And so we can lose out on slight elements of its blessing toward us. So let's go on and see what that third point is that I wanted to share with you tonight. The honor that comes with a promise. The honor that comes with a promise. And that is in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 in the first verse. It says there that, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know, often we read that verse and we go from, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. But I wanted to stop at that first verse that says that, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Your parents in the Lord. Your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, who are our parents in the Lord? Is it mommy and daddy, you know, or is it that older lady at church who imparts wisdom and guidance to us, who has adopted us, who corrects us when we go wrong? Who is our parents in the Lord? I'll leave that with you as you go through your study. The Holy Spirit will speak to you more about that. And then in verses 2, it says that, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Now, if you know the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother is not the first commandment, but it says here that it's the first commandment with a promise. There is a promise attached to honoring our father and mother. And what's that promise? Again, we're looking into the elements of how when we sow honor, we reap a promise, we reap a reward. You know, when Jesus spoke earlier and said, you will reap a prophet's reward. Now, here, the Bible clearly stipulates for us what that reward is. It says that, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. This scripture is quoted again in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 16 and Exodus chapter 20, verses 12. So honor your father and mother, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. Go well with you. You know, I think back to the times when my mom, for example, she drag us out into long hours of going to these places she had to minister, and we really did not want to go. It was our hearts were not there. We were not in it. We would much rather have been somewhere else, but we honored her with our presence. We went, although we were frustrated in our own ways, but we were there. And at the time we were so young and childish, we did not understand. But now as we mature, we can see that really when you honor even through difficulty, you reap a reward. This is an encouragement to some of us parents. Don't give up on your children. Even when things look like they're shifting into the wrong perspective, the little you sow will eventually produce a harvest. And your children are looking at you. They are learning from your example. It is not a waste. It's not a wasted effort. Here the scripture says that, so it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. If you've asked why it's not going well, possibly we need to come back. We need to come back into this place of honor and look at honor, the kingdom's way to receiving honor, the way of kings. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen people to display the excellencies of the one who called us out of darkness into the light. When we are in the light, we must be a people of honor. Now, the people we honor may not necessarily honor us back. In fact, just like we've seen with Jesus, they might reject us. They might disrespect us. They might abuse us, just like they did with Jesus. But we look to the reward. We look to God's word. We look to Jesus. We look to obey even when it hurts, just like Jesus did. And that is where the reward is. That is where the reward is. So those are the three principles concerning honor that I wanted to share with you tonight. The first one is to give honor where honor is due. The second is the honor-faith connection. And the third is the honor that comes with a promise. I pray that we'll be a people of honor. You know, it may look like a small thing, but it's a thing of great, great value. Great value. And I thank you for those who have tuned in tonight. I know that you're doing this, you're honoring this session, and there is indeed a reward. Just like we've told, the word of God never fails. It never returns void. You are blessed. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you've enjoyed hearing about God's goodness, please make sure to visit our website, www.salvationengine.com, where I share written messages from scripture and other news. In addition, is the Salvation Engine social media pages on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Simply type in Salvation Engine to find us. Have a great week. Until next time, be blessed.